Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for December 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
For as long as there have been weather prognosticators, apparently, there have been those who love to mock them. Benjamin Franklin was known to poke fun at weather prediction, a business he himself was very much in. Writing in 1737 in Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin gave an ironic defense of his forecasts. The promised weather would turn up, he assured readers. It was merely a matter of when. Franklin wrote, "We modestly desire only the favorable allowance of a day or two before and a day or two after the precise day whose weather Poor Richard was predicting. And, if it does not come to pass accordingly, let the fault be laid upon the printer." Our attitude toward weather prediction and those who practice it is complex. On the one hand, we follow the forecasters closely and rely on them implicitly. On the other hand, we feel a perverse little satisfaction on the rare occasions when they're wrong. We almost seem to want the forecaster to fail. Why? Perhaps we're ambivalent about the forecast just because they're so good. We want there to be a realm of our experience that has a power, a mystery beyond our control and understanding. To the extent that scientific forecasting makes that mystery less in the case of the weather, we may accept it, but we won't entirely like it.
A subject dear to our hearts here, Castle. Thank you. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening and have a great day.